Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping the tide. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Here, but it's not as big as what we really think it should be. We're here on Facebook Live, and I thank Miles Brown, Deborah White for joining us. We're also Instagram Live, and we also all Talk Radio. And our call-in number for Balling with the Doc. See, we have a couple shows that's going on, and the one we're doing today at 4 o'clock is Balling with the Doc. And the call-in number for it is 347-857-4192. It is a Talking Sports Plus radio show that's off-spin from our regular show that's on Wednesday night. So, again, we're excited to come before you today. We want to bring some things that are considered to be the hottest topics that is going on in sports and that have happened this week in sports. We're going to try to look at things from all angles. The title of our show today is It's Time for Some Football. If you like football, join us this fall and listen to us talk about sports and all the hottest topics that's going on. We're going to give our expert team. Now, we have two other shows that occur, one of them that deals with sports and the other one deals with life issues. On Monday night, we'd like for you to join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's entitled Talking Real to You. And my co-host for that is my daughter. I'm so proud of her. Her name is Lauren D. Smith, and we are the only father and daughter Blog Talk Radio team in the country. So we want you to join us on Monday night. Also, when we look at Wednesday night, that's Talking Sports Plus. And it's aired at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So what we want you to join us in, give us some of your thoughts about the topics that are occurring in sports all around the country. Now, I have four co-hosts with me. Matter of fact, one of them, Coach Lauren D. Smith, my daughter. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Tony Starworth, and Coach of the Airway, Dale E. Train Elliott. Now, the question you all asked, why would we take time and listen to you on this show, Doc? Well, I'm sharing my thoughts and my expertise about the hottest topics in sports this week. And we're going to kind of kick it off by making sure you have all the resources, all the vehicles, all the opportunities to contact us. I mentioned we're on Facebook Live, so if you're on Facebook Live, you can join us. And if you're interested, it's facebook.com/Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. And you can join us on Facebook Live. If you want to be, and also we have Instagram. You want to join us by Instagram, you can just go to Lorenzo D. Smith 15, as well as Coach Doc Lorenzo D. Smith at 15. So you can join us several ways. So we appreciate it. Also, on top of that, we also have an opportunity to be live podcast through Anchors. Now, Anchors is these are four different ways that we're joining and joining you, and you're joining us. So we're very excited about having the opportunity. Now, if you want to email the show and you want to share your thoughts, that's really LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, or you can email TalkingSportsPlus@gmail.com. And on Twitter, we have TalkingSportsPlus with the number one. That's at TalkingSportsPlus. With the number one, and also at Lorenzo D. Smith. Let's get this thing started today. You know, the music that we play, we do not own the rights to that music, but we like to share some real positive music. We have to have a lead into our show coming from Blog Talk Radio, so you can kind of hear where we're going. We're very excited about being able to share this with you. Now, if you want to go to the web link, we do have a web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/LDSmithProduction. Okay, it's time for some football. Let's talk some football, and I want you to join us. I know I have three individuals joining us right now. If you just want to just tune in and share your thought, all you have to do is just press the button. If you're on Facebook, say I want to join you. If you're on Instagram, I'm going to wave at you to let you know I see you and give you the opportunity if you want to join us as well. So we're very excited to be able to come before you. Then you know the call-in number. I've said it several times. If you're on Facebook and Instagram, over my head, you have over my shoulder, over my head, you have 347-857-4192. So let's get this thing started. It's time to talk some football. One of the things we want to talk about, we want to share it in our previous show on Wednesday night about some preseason historical black college and university storyline. If you have an opportunity to call in and share about your school, whether it's your high school or your middle school, well, we look at all form of athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Balling with the Doc, we share our thoughts on just about everything that's going on. Some of the storyline that was kind of shared, Coach Edwards on previous show on Wednesday night talked about up in Huntsville where he had an opportunity to visit their first scrimmage of Alabama A&M. Said the defense is going to be strong for all of the alumnus of Alabama A&M. And said the offense got a long way to go, but we look to have a positive season. Coach Maynard is the coach up there, head coach up there. He's trying to get them ready. They had their first, and they're about to have their second scrimmage. And, you know, next week is just getting ready to make it happen. So that's pretty much the storyline at Alabama A&M. At Alabama State University, they got a tough battle going on there between quarterback. You have Pearson, who's working hard, who was Darryl Pearson, who started quarterback last year. And he's working hard to continue with that slot, but there's a push from another young man that transferred from Tuskegee. So we look to see some very exciting things going from Alabama State University. One of the key things is that game is coming up. Both of these teams I just mentioned, because it gave some information about them. We talk about historical black colleges and universities, as well as high schools and middle school athletics. Now, Alabama A&M will be playing Miles College. They'll be playing Miles College on September the 1st at 6 o'clock in the Lewis Cruz Classic. So you can join them up there. Or you can come to Montgomery and join in the classic. Because we're talking about a classic. Now, everybody have a game. Tell me about your school. Tell me what your school is doing. If your school, for example, high school, kicking a big major weekend off next week. Next weekend, call in. Tell me now so I can share. If not, call us on Wednesday night and talk about your high school, your middle school, as well as your historical black college and university. We are also, Alabama State University will be kicking off in that Labor Day Classic on September the 1st, 5 o'clock at ASU Stadium between Tuskegee and Alabama State. There's a lot of chatter going on through social media from a lot of the Tuskegee alumnus saying that they own that stadium up there. And that was the storyline that we had on Wednesday night. And we just have to kind of share this with you, that they are 61-34-4. So they own that stadium. They said, we're paying the rent on it. So, but they are able to come in and say it's their home. So Alabama State looked to change that on Saturday night at 5 o'clock, you know, late evening, late afternoon, however you want to call it, at 5 o'clock at ASU Stadium. So that's the storyline in regards to those two schools. Also, North Carolina A&T will be traveling Saturday the 25th to Montgomery to play Jacksonville State University in the Guardian Credit Union Kickoff Classic. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff for that game. And that's North Carolina A&T out of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. We'll be taking on Jacksonville State University out of Alabama, but he's part of the Ohio Valley Conference. That'll be a big game right here in Montgomery, so join us. We always say put your meat in the seat. There are several other games going to be kicking off on the 1st throughout the country, and if you're listening and you have an opportunity you want to share it, just call in 347-857-4192, or you actually can just email me at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com, as well as LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. Now, we also, you can tweet the show if you want to. You can tweet us at talking sports plus with the number one, or at LorenzoDSmith. You can tweet us that way. So share your thoughts with us. We're excited about having it. All right, let's kind of get this thing to really roll. We just started off with the preseason storyline of historical black college. There are some other things going on, but those are some of the topics that we wanted to share with you. And you can come back and talk about Florida A&M Bethune-Cookman. You can talk about Clark Atlanta. You can talk about Tuskegee University, Miles College. Any college you want to talk about, you can go up there to the East Coast and you can just talk about all the colleges up there on the East Coast, historical black colleges. Or we go to another SWAC conference team and talk about what's going on with your school, because we want to know. This is where they're balling with the doc, and I really enjoy being here every Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Let's look at some things that have been the hottest topics during the week. We call it hot button topics, and we'll go down our log and we'll just kind of share some thoughts. One of the things that came up is, and it was one of the questions, is Nick Saban mishandling the quarterback situation at the University of Alabama? And there's been a lot of discussion about it. And we talked about it on our show on Wednesday night. And the coaches, they shared their thoughts. And some people believe that since Nick Saban is the true champion at this time, winning all the championships, he is the best. He's way far ahead of everybody else. They just think he can't mishandle or do wrong. Personally, I think he mishandled this situation, because one of the things that came out when Jalen shared with us how he felt about what happened up until that point, from February up until that point of the day he did his conference last weekend. He said there was no communication with him. And a lot of people believe that, got to understand, this is a business. We don't have to communicate with you. But you got to understand, when you went to set up in the home, just like the situation I will talk about a little later in regards to going and sitting up at home and telling these individuals, I'm gonna take care of your child. I'm gonna feel in that place that normally would be a local parent. And if he said you didn't communicate with him, then you mishandled it. And I agree with some people saying that he didn't have to, but I really think you have to communicate with the young people. It wasn't about the battle for the quarterback position. It's the battle about, okay, now I'm here. I've been giving all in all. I haven't said anything. Now, the minute I say something because I'm not happy, then everybody think I checked out. Everybody think I'm not supporting. I think he's quite supportive. He has mentioned that he's going to support. He's going to play his hardest. He's going to work his hardest to be that starting quarterback. But, you know, I think it's too much being made of who's going to be the quarterback. I always tell young people as I coached for many, many years. I always tell them it's not who start the game, who finish the game. You can start off great and flop out in the end. So we have to keep that in mind. So all of this chatter by our pundits and talking heads and sports and all the talk shows about, oh, I think Tua's going to start, and I think Jalen needs to transfer. I think he needs to be second or third string. Truly, whether you want to believe it or not, out of 28 games, he's 26-2. And I am a little different from some people. I do cherish experience. I think experience is important. You cannot discount experience. So the point is, it's not about who start, it's going to be about who finish the game. And I think a lot of times that you're going to see there's going to be some situation where either one of them is going to finish the game but may not start the game. So keep that in mind. I would rather have that situation that Nick Saban has than to have a situation at some other school where they only have one quarterback that they have to count on. And when that quarterback goes around Mississippi State with Nick Fitzgerald and everything fall apart. And you have to be, you know, comfortable and cognizant of what exactly going on. And I think that's what football is all about. You recruit the best players in the country and you bring them back. So I personally believe Nick Saban mishandled this by not communicating, not about quarterback and the controversy about who be quarterback, is how it was handled. And we all have to take our responsibility. And I think that was a discussion, as I was tweeted by several people, that some sources said that was a discussion and everything was going to be fine. It also had a team-only meeting, and that was a discussion about making sure everybody's on the same page. So I believe this problem has been solved, and whoever starts that game, whoever you want to start, that's fine. But the thing about it is who's going to finish the game. And I like to always tell young people that, let's see who's going to finish the game, not who starts the game, because that doesn't mean a whole lot. You start a game, go out there and throw two picks, you out of there, and you might not get back in the game. So keep that in mind. You can go back to the championship game. Jalen was having a rough time with Georgia, which I think was one of the best defense, because they had one of the greatest minds over there, been trained by the best, to defense somebody you've been around every day. And when you've been around him every day, you know what he's going to do, and he shut it down. But he just started the game, but he didn't end the game. And see, that's why I got to keep that in mind. I want people to keep that in mind. But you got some thoughts about it, you can call in 347-857-4192, or you can just email me at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com or lorenzodsmith15@gmail.com. So I do believe he mishandled. And I will continue to say it until, but right now things on the right track. He has handled it now, but it got out of hand because the public and the talking heads and pundits took it and ran with it, making decisions. It's the hottest topic. It is the hottest topic. And you hear that topic all the time. Every day you hear that topic basically coming from individuals that are talking about who's going to start. But the question again, I want you to keep in mind, who's going to finish, who's going to complete this game. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about the situation at the University of Alabama. All right, we want to move to that topic that came up the first part of the week about Tua Tagovailoa in regards to whether he would be a Heisman Trophy candidate or a winner. And the odds out of the Westgate Casino betting line was 4-1, which was the highest odds. But the truth of the matter, I have to relate to a situation that happened in one of the SEC teams several years ago. I can go even far back, about 15 years ago. That was a young man that came out of Montgomery, went to Arkansas, who turned, just lit everything up when he got there. And then he was starting, and I had an opportunity to coach this young man. And he started and was looking real well. Had a couple games, had a couple bad games. They say no, season didn't go well like they wanted to. He transferred and ended up at Alabama State University and played 8 to 9 years in the NFL. So then I can go back to this thing about you thinking a player is going to be a Heisman Trophy winner. I can go back to recently a young man out of Montgomery, Jeremy Johnson, at Auburn University. It was putting that here of town he would be. Heisman Trophy winner. It ended up there. So all this stuff about what this is said in Westgate about 4-1 odds, don't go along with that. There's some other candidates out there as well. Experience will play and be a determining factor is how far this young man go. I don't care about you. Just can't walk out there and do it. I don't care what they got around him. You just can't do it. You have to be able to go through the process. So watch out for that. And that's my discussion when I talk to people. is bottom line here, experience. I don't believe that'll be that young man will be in nowhere close to the final because of the way the coach Nick Saban is going to put that ball in his runners, and he's going to let him dink it up. There, now, then he'll throw a couple long passes. That won't get you no Heisman. Harris might get it before he can get it. Both of the Harris boys. So let's keep that in mind. So we're going to keep kind of just, I'm going to kind of put a wrap on that. I just don't believe that Westgate do good. It's a betting line. You can bet like you want to, and it's all about getting money. They know that's the hottest topic now. They put it out there. So people go out there and bet the odds to see. And think about it, you really don't know. So we'll keep that thought and want you to keep that thought instead of getting all giddy and excited like some people are doing. Oh, yes, yes, he's going to win it. Come on, keep it real. Let's keep it real. Just because you start the game, don't mean you're going to finish the game. Let's keep it all, keep this going, keep this thing moving. All right, one of the topics that's so sad, it's been continuous being talked about, and my condolences and my prayers go out to the family, McNair family, where they lost the football player McNair at University of Maryland. Some people believe that the culture was so toxic that it led to this young man dying through a preseason training or through a off-season training that led to him leaving and passing on at the age of 19 years old. So I eventually going soon was soon to be 20. Well, we got to understand that this is a serious matter. Now the question is pretty much should that coach, that head coach, be fired? Now, if you understand the situation. And you've been hearing about it. They constantly talk. A lot of the talking heads and pundits say he should be fired. A lot of them say let's wait and see what the results and see how much he know. But I think each of those coaches, and I know each one of those players and coaches, as well as the head coach, heart is heavy now. No one wants to lose somebody that's considered to be your family and your friend. It, you know, unfortunately it happened. Now, to determine whether somebody be fired or not fired, sometimes our emotions get ahead of ourselves. Even the parents came on Good Morning America and said that he should never coach again. And unfortunately, if you ever coach and had a situation where a young man, a young lady may went into heat stroke and some things that you did right and still the person may have passed, that don't mean you have to leave because you did what you're supposed to. The question is whether or not they did what they're supposed to. Now, if it goes and say the head coach was he always thought culture. He wanted we find out when things have changed so in coaching now, where coaches got to be able to press around and not say what that needs to be said to motivate these kids. But I'm not saying that's the situation. But I was talking about a toxic culture up there. And I think every school can take. Every college team, every high school team can take this toxic culture because they try to drill the young men to get the young men. It's like that military drilling and everything. And unfortunately, this does not play well for the University of Maryland. University of Maryland President Lowe came out and said that the university is morally and legally responsible for this. They accepted responsibility. The first time we had a university step up and say, they are responsible for it because they did not check his temperature. They did not put him in that, get him ice down to make sure they got his temperature where it needs to be. They didn't take that. We are trained, and as a former coach of just recently, it's automatic. It is automatic that if you in more of what I call a heat protocol, kids that acclimate and then acclimate when they go into that exhaustion and go into a stroke, you know what to do, and you train, and you also go test on it, and you know what you do. First aid, you do all the levels of AED, you do it all. So when that happens, you can deal with it, and you know what to do. Now, for the medical staff not to do what they're supposed to do and allow this young man to pass because of they did deal with them. And if the head coach was there and didn't do his part, deal with him. Bottom line, no other discussion. No one's going to bring Jordan McNair back. Nothing will bring him back. But if someone could have avoided this and stopped this, then if they didn't do their job, the price to pay is that you no longer have a job in coaching young men. I will go along with that 100%. Because all of us have family members and all of us have children as athletes, and we want the best care. Because you said, when I turn my son over to you or my daughter over to you, you're going to give my child the best care and do whatever it takes. If he goes down, fall out, do what you're supposed to do, then call the medical staff, the ambulance to come in, or if it's medical staff on site to handle this. We do not assume everything's going to be all right. Assumption will lead to a lot of things wrong. So that's the situation at Maryland. So a decision is going to be made in the next few days. There's an investigation going on. So we'll look to see what's going to occur with that. We'll know more, and we'll have that topic on the Wednesday night show as well as the Friday night show. We want to also look at the situation at Ohio State. Now, it's been talked about on Sunday will be the 14th day. They say give them two weeks. The situation with Urban Meyer and the coach he had hired, Zach Smith, and his ex-wife, Courtney Smith, domestic violence. He had a case in 2009 when he was at Florida. Then he went made a couple other stops. Then he came to Ohio State. When he came to Ohio State, he had another case in 2015 where they eventually got divorced in 2016. In the process, the judge put an order of protection for her. He violated that in 18. That's why he was fired, but everybody wants more than why is he on the staff. Are we accepting that? Okay, we got a committee. The decision got to be made, and that will be a decision to be made in regards to Urban Meyer. So we'll kind of see what's going to happen in the next by Sunday. And we'll be reporting it on as soon as possible. We'll report it on Monday if we have to. Or we'll definitely report it on Wednesday and on actually Friday. But we may say something in the Monday night show as well. So we're going to make sure we share those thoughts. We'll keep an eye out for that. The next thing that's hot was the 13 North Carolina football players who were suspended for selling Jordan Special Edition North Carolina sneakers. They were suspended over, the max was 4 games for one player or 2 players, and out of 13 players, they were suspended over the season 1 or 2 games or 1 game for selling those sneakers. Now, I had some discussion, and we had some discussion on the last show that, okay, it was their sneakers. They can do it. If you give somebody a gift and they sell it, then they sell it. But the problem you have is when they're on and part of the NCAA, and if it's a profit made from it, especially if it was just been a pair of Jordan, it was a special edition made only for North Carolina football players, only for North Carolina basketball player Michael Jordan. He made sure he donated back to his university. So they sold it, and what happened? They automatically received their suspension in violation of the NCAA. That's a hot topic. So we had to be kind of careful when something is a special edition. You know, he made some for Oklahoma, but they are not the ones that he made for North Carolina University. The University of North Carolina. It wasn't. They're not the same. So again, we see that action was taken because they sold the shoes. It was the correct action because NCAA said you cannot profit as a player. Now, you agree or disagree? Should they give them more money? Should they give them more whatever in form of supplement? Give them more, maybe they should. But if you're giving something as a gift, especially from one of your alumnus who did it, he did it, which is Michael Jordan, and you go out and sell them when $300 or $400, it's a price to pay, and they're paying the price. So you can call in and share your thoughts, 347-857-4192, or you can email me at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. All right, next thing we want to kind of look at is the coordinators of the University of Alabama. Yeah, we're talking basically the Power Five a little bit today on my show, which is Balling with the Doc, and we're going to talk about the coordinators. There's some discussion saying that Alabama is strong in every area but the coordinators. And we have to be realistic. Nick Saban has trained these guys who left after 1 year, 2 years, and if you eventually keep flip-flop, switching, changing, it's going to catch up with you with some immaturity. Both of these individuals are pretty much immature. When I say that is that they hadn't been in that role to the point in that system to do it. So the bottom line is, will they be the weak link for the University of Alabama? The coordinators, the offensive coordinator and defense coordinator. Some people, the argument is, talking heads and pundits, is that, well, Nick Saban's on that side of the ball, they shouldn't have no problem. But Nick Saban is also the head coach. It's hard for a coach to kind of just every play. Now, he may step in and say something and tell them what to run, but every play, you as a coordinator, you got to be on top of it. You got to know what the next play, the offense, if you're the defensive coordinator, is going to do, vice versa for the offense with the defense. So I personally think that will be the weak link there. It will cause at least one game. But I'm not saying they won't win a national championship, but I think it's going to put them in a situation because that one game will probably be, honestly, to the school that they lost to last year, which is Auburn University. I personally feel like Auburn is on it, running on the radar. That everything is looking real well. They don't have all this dissension, don't have this discussion. They don't have nothing. They're just getting ready. And whenever Auburn get in that situation, get ready, Alabama. They were successful last year, but they might, you know, they might be a little bit more successful to win the game. Say they might lose one game to Georgia, but they'll beat Alabama and they'll be in the championship game. There's a good chance Auburn might be one of those teams in the Final Four. Like it or not, it could be possible. I know Alabama don't want to hear it, but you got to remember now, since the 14 playoff, Alabama has always ran into that problem of they'll win a year, then they'll lose a year. The BCS series era, they could win back-to-back, but it's hard to win back-to-back when you go two games now. So that's one of the things going against them. The coordinators is the other thing going against them, because I don't think the quarterback situation is a problem. I really don't. Either one of them, he played, he in good shape. Some people I heard, one of the talking heads said, well, they could have won with anybody doing it. Anybody could have done it. Anybody could have thrown for 5,000 yards as Jalen Hurts done for 2 years. Now, he may not threw the ball perfect or knew to threw the ball or held the ball too long, but he threw for 5,000 yards in 2 years. Say what you want. That's a lot of yards. He was hitting. Somebody had to catch the ball. Can't throw the ball, but somebody catching the ball. Let's keep that in mind. Okay, so he's in good shape with both of them. So the thing about it, Nick Saban is considered to be the greatest coach all time, the GOAT. So he will use them to his advantage and not listen to what the public say. But I still think he mishandled with the communication. You can call and share your thoughts too, 347-857-4192, or go to the email. Again, I want to thank each and every one of those individuals joining. I try to make sure I do that. I try to make sure I wave at those individuals who joining, and that open the door so you can share your thoughts on Instagram as well as Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. I normally try to call out the names of individuals, especially on Facebook as well as on Instagram, and I'll make sure I recognize them. We have Tasima Jackson. We appreciate it. We have as well as Cedric Forson. I appreciate you joining us. And I'm talking because I want to make sure I recognize those individuals. I have Anthony Rudolph, one of my ball players from many years ago down in McKenzie. Thank you, Anthony. Big Ant, that's what we call him. Sandra, Jay Roxenmore. I didn't say it correct. Sandra, you can email or text me and let me know. I'll get it right. And they say, I appreciate you joining. Alicia Ruffin, I do appreciate you joining us, Alicia. Lauren Smith, one of our co-hosts on our show on Monday and Wednesday. Miles Brown, I do appreciate you joining. Miles is another one of my ball players from McKenzie, who's now also the principal down at McKenzie. Miles, appreciate him. He's joining us just about every week. And we have Deborah White. I appreciate you joining us. And we have several people that's joining us. And, you know, begin to get my board filled up, and I can't see everybody at the top. But I see you. But comment if you want to comment. Over here, we have several individuals, and they got their handles on Instagram. So I'll be kind of I'll just try not to say some of the people's handles. I said Sneakle31, and that might not be the way she said it. Tasha Hollins Hood. And we had a Tonga QC is joining us. So thank you for joining us, and I do appreciate you, and as other ones. And when you walk by the computer and you see me, I just want to talk some sports because we're balling with the doc, and I love it, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's look at our situation with the pro ball, Tiger Woods. How many of you watched Tiger Woods? Thumbs up if you watched Tiger Woods last weekend. And the first thing everybody said, he's back. And Tiger put an awesome show on Friday me on Saturday and Sunday. His problem always been that first day where he kind of get those bogeys and he can't get over the hump. But he was able to finish second in the last majors, the PGA Championship. So we look for some great things from Tiger, getting back to form. So Tiger did an excellent job. The question we had dealing with this show is Tiger good? Tiger Woods good for sports, especially golf? Is he the best thing for golf? When he's doing this plan, is he good for golf? I want you to answer that question. You can call in and share your thoughts on it, 347-857-4192. I just personally believe he is. The ratings went up 58% last weekend when Tiger was having his success. Now, that's not the only major Tiger's been in. He's been in every one of the majors. But he's been finished tied for 31, 24, 15, 11. But this is the first time he had a chance to win, and everybody was on the internet seat to see Tiger win. So we wanted to see him win because he adds a different dynamics to golf and sports. Tiger's the reason most of y'all start picking up golf clubs, going out. You know, one of the hottest places now is going to be Puff, and they're hoping they can come in and drop a little advertising with us, and that's Top Golf. You got Top Golf all over the country, and a lot of people going up there. They're making a day trip out of it, spending a weekend going to Top Golf. So everybody wants to be able to take those clubs and be able to stroke that ball. It's due to Tiger having the success he had and having. He's still having. He's recouping after 10 years. Now, he had a rough time for 10 years, but he's back in the game. So he's good for sports. And I see the ratings continue to shoot up the roof. You have the Ryder Cup coming up. And a lot of people don't. That's where they put teams together, U.S. team and various countries' teams, to participate in the Ryder Cup. So you have an opportunity to kind of watch a little golf coming up this weekend. Just kind of share your thoughts on it. Well, not this weekend, but coming up in the next month or so, and you can share your thoughts about the Ryder Cup. Because it's a game of sight. Just a couple of notes about golf, and then you have that major interest, and I know you do because of Tiger. Next year they'll be playing each one of those majors in month, starting in April, May, June, July, then in late August or September they'll be doing the Ryder Cup. So you'll get a chance to see Tiger 5 or 6 weekends in a row. So you'll see how the ratings really show up, because if he's back to his game, which I believe he's close to being back there, he just needs to get that win on his belt, and you'll see probably see a little bit of the old Tiger in a new way, because Tiger's like 41, 42 years old, so it's been 10 years after some of the things he went through in the last 10 years. He was not at the height where he was at one time. He fell off. Now he's back in the ballgame. So make sure you prepare yourself even next year to watch those various majors. We also want to take an opportunity to look at Carmelo Anthony is now with the Houston Rockets. My question to you, and I want you to share your thoughts on it. Do you believe that the Houston Rockets now can defeat the Warriors to get to the championship game by adding Carmelo, we call him Melo Anthony? Can they win? You know, he's an offensive threat, but also lost a couple of defensive threats who did have a major amount of offense. Now we have Melo. Melo can give you, last year he averaged 15 and 10. This year, everybody looked for Melo to give at least 20 to 22, maybe 23. Now, in comparison, some people say, well, he didn't do it in OKC. I think there was some communication where sometimes the team you pick and the players you can pick to play with may not be the people you really want to play with. I have nothing personally against Westbrook, but Westbrook want to handle the ball 90% of the time. And 85% of the time, he's going to shoot. So if he's going to shoot, I don't care who's on the floor. You're not going to get an opportunity. He's not a point guard that distributes the ball as well as penetrating and shoot. Not like CP3. So his average is going to go up. However, the defense is going to continue to stay on the bottom. And when they start playing those teams there like Golden State, you're not going to be able to run with Golden State. You'll be close, but you're not going to be able to run with them. You have to air nine in, play some defense. And that's going to be Harden as well. James Harden is a weak link. He's getting better, but he's still a weak link on the defensive side of the ball. But offense, he offset that by scoring 35 and 40 points, opening his eyes in the morning time. Melo can give you 25, but he's going to hurt you on the defensive end. So is this good enough to beat the Warriors? I don't believe so. I don't believe anybody ready to beat the Warriors. Now, some people keep whispering to me, and they be calling me and letting me know that maybe I'm waving at some people. The Lakers with the cast they have, if LeBron can take those characters he took last year, he didn't just take them, he drug them. Each one of those individuals that played in Cleveland last year will say, please, I don't really want to go, but since LeBron is going, I'm going to go. So they went, and they showed you. They made it through the Eastern Conference. They won the championship and won the finals of the Eastern Conference. But when they got to the finals, that first game, LeBron dropped 50-plus. But then you had something to show those people who was complaining throughout the year, J.R. Smith, one of the individuals, was creating problems because he was mad because he was coming off the bench, got out there and did something unthinkable. Some people want to give him a pass. I'm not going to give him a pass. And we're going to just talk a little bit because you're talking about the team that LeBron drug to the championship game. Some people believe that he has enough that if they play at a certain level with some good defense, they might get to the championship game and win it again. So, J.R. Smith did something I hadn't seen a player do in a long time, dribble away from the basket when you can win the game. Your mind was lost, but we understand that's been talked about it. Ad nauseam, you're tired of talking about it, but the bottom line, and I want you to understand, LeBron is a team that's going to give them fits. Some people say they've been predicted to finish sixth. I believe they're going to finish high in that because they got enough defense, enough players. They just got it. They're going to have to get it together, but those individuals are professionals, and they want to be there, and they want to show that they can play because everybody from talking heads to pundits has said that. They don't have any shooters, but you know what? A 10-foot shot just as good as a 28 or 30 because it scores two or three. Eventually, some of them threes are not going to hit the way them twos are going to hit. So the bottom line, I think LeBron will pull this team, and he'll give the Warriors a run. I believe they'll finish second. In the regular season, then in the championship game, he'll give after he go through the playoff, just having LeBron gives you a chance, not just to get the playoff, but get to the – to at least pass the semifinals to the championship game. I believe he can get the championship game. That's my belief, so I'm going to go along with that. And if you have any thoughts about it, 347-857-4192. Looking for you to call now. We're excited again to come before you with Balling with the Doc. So another topic that we want to kind of share our thoughts on is in regards to sports. Directly talking about sports. With the way that things are going, and I'm going to take one particular sport, which is football. And we're talking about football coming up here very soon. It's time for some football. The game has been changed so drastically. And the game has been changed, what we know with CTE and all this studies have been done, head injuries have caused a lot of things, and death on top of that. The question that I have for you, and I want you to discuss it because this is one of the topics that's being discussed even today, is about that tackling or use of that part of the body that comes along, which is your head, comes along with the rest of your body when you tackle. Is it this rule, is it good for football? It's good in regards to head injuries. It is good. But I'm seeing a situation where no one can demonstrate how a player is supposed to tackle now. There was at least 7 or 8 penalties last night for the use of dropping your head. Not only on defense, it was on offense too. So the point is, it's teaching technique, getting the head, tucking it down, and then sliding to the side when you tackle somebody. But you also, when sometimes that force coming, when you're using your body, and using your shoulder, you're going to have separated shoulder, broken arm. It's a lot of things, and just leading with that. I just think that is taken from the sport. Tell me what you think. it's too much being taken from the game. So we eventually we're going to start playing flag football on the field and no tackle football. There's always rules being added. The other rules that recently been added to that is the kickoff. You know, they say a lot of the injuries come, head injuries come from when you kick the ball off and players are going down there full speed and they hit, and a lot of times they're leading with their head and with their helmets, and they end up with an injury. And that's how we start beginning to see the study. I agree with the study. I go back and when I played, I guess I had two or three concussions in my time. You know, but the bottom line is we're at the point now where everybody's not built the same, and to the point where a lot of these injuries are really life-threatening injuries. A concussion is. You have to not take that serious. I'm sorry. You have to take that serious. Don't get me wrong now. I was saying take it serious when you have a concussion. And you can get a concussion if you fall and bump your head on the ground, whatever it is, on the floor. Somebody, you run into somebody's head. Any kind of force that causes the brain to move a little bit is a concussion, and we have to go into protocol. And a lot of times we take that. But the high level of it's happening is on the football field. It can happen anywhere but on the football field. So my question is, taking that, the use of a direct hit to helmet out is great, but also you got to have it where you can protect the rest of the body as well. Some of the professionals are complaining about players going low. Since they can't tackle up in that area from the neck down to the waist, they're not going after your knees. And several things have been said. Several players have been saying, some former players said, this is my money. My leg is my money. And if you take my knee out, you're taking my livelihood. Some even said, and this was Keyshawn Johnson, I called his name on Get Up this morning, said that he'd rather for somebody to go up high on him than to go down low. Because you know, once you get that hit on that knee and tap that ACL, MCL, meniscal tear, or even just like my co-host can attest to it, just simply pop it and the kneecap go out of place and stretch the ligaments that keep that kneecap in place and keep the movement, and then you will still have major damage. You have to have surgery. And the thing about it, it's no easy way around it. It's what we want. We want to change the game play. You can say it's time for football. Yeah, it's time for football, but it's time to play football like it can be played in a manner that everybody's protected and safe. That's what it's all about. So that's another hot topic that's going on. So, you know, we just talk about some things. Call in 347-857-4192, as well as you can go to Instagram and you can kind of look me up on the Coach Doc Lorenza. D. Smith 15, or just Lorenza D. Smith 15, Facebook, Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, Facebook.com, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. That's Ballin' with the Doc. It's a Talking Sports Plus radio show production. We're excited about having the opportunity to come before you. No, we're getting at the end of the hour now, and we're so excited to have the opportunity. And I appreciate everyone that joined me on Facebook. I thank each and every one of you all, as well as the ones that joined. I had a couple others to join us on Instagram, and that's Siobhan A. Gillum. I appreciate you joining us. And like I said, I see these handles that you all have, and I may not be getting it exactly right, but I do appreciate you joining us on Instagram besides other individuals on Instagram. And we say, you know, it's always good to have this vehicle to shed it off. Now, football is coming, people. Next weekend will be the first college game. Make sure you join. You can go to ESPN because the game at the Guardian Credit Union Classic, kickoff classic, will be televised from Crampton Bowl, and that's Jacksonville State versus North Carolina A&T. Jacksonville State, four-time champion of the Ohio Valley Conference, and then you have none other than North Carolina A&T Black College National Champion. So we'll look forward to kind of seeing that next weekend. The kickoff time is right at 6 o'clock. You got to put your meats in the seat. Come as far as you can come. Your alumni are either one in school or you locally want to see some college football. And then the next weekend, it'll be all kicked off with September the 1st. You'll be up there in Huntsville. You'll have what they call the Lewis Cruz Classic up there in Huntsville between Alabama A&M and Miles College, kicking off at 6 o'clock. Then down in Montgomery, you will have another classic, and that classic is Alabama State versus Tuskegee in the Labor Day Classic. This is actually the second one that included Tuskegee and Alabama State, and that will be a 5 o'clock kickoff. Join us in Montgomery at ASU. We sent out some communication about we're coming to your place. We're broadcast, and we're ready to come to your home, whether it's your high school or whether it's your historical black college or whether it's your Power Five college or Group of Five college. We'll come. We'll join you. Just give us a call. Give us 2 weeks' notice and let us know that you want us to come to your town. We're broadcasting live from your town, and then all of your friends can join us with the Talking Sports Plus, Radio Plus, and you'll be balling with the dog. Again, on Monday, and I want to continue to share this, on Monday we'll have our show, which is every 2 weeks, which we talk about life issues, entitled Talking Real to You. You can call in 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The co-host is my daughter. We're the only father and daughter tandem in Blog Talk Radio in this country. So we're very excited about having an opportunity. That's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then you can join us on Wednesday night. That's Talking Sports Plus, our radio show then, the actual radio show. This is a spinoff, Balling with the Doc, and it'll be 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are the voice on Wednesday night, the voice of historical black colleges, universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So join us on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is the same for all shows, 347-857-4192. Then again on Friday, we'll be balling with the Doc. There are some games we're going to be going to on Thursday night as well as Friday night and Saturday night. We're going to be ready to broadcast from some of those games and share some thoughts, basically high school, as well as that college game that's going to be on Saturday night. We look to have an awesome fall as well as an awesome year. On the 29th, we'll be celebrating 1 year being live on Blog Talk Radio. You can join us on the 29th. We're going to try to have a show to celebrate that milestone. Wherever it may be, we want you to call in and just share your thoughts about what you heard this year. Tell us how you feel. We just want you to use the vehicle to be successful. So make sure you join us on each and every one of those nights, because we'd like to have you call in. We'd like you to go to the web link. We'd like you to go to Twitter. We'd like you to go to Instagram. We'd like you to go to Facebook. We want you to go on. Just join us. Send me a note. And I appreciate all the individuals again that's joined us. I'm very excited about the list of individuals. If I didn't call your name, just email me, and I'll make sure I didn't miss that. Or either if you need to go back and rejoin, so I'll make sure I see you. And where some at the top I kind of didn't get because it was the very top of the list. So we have those individuals on Instagram. I thank you for joining us. You know, give us a call, 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to call our office and you want us to come to your place and broadcast live, you can give us a call, 334-467-7261. That is 334-467-7261. And also, throughout the show, you know, I want to let her know we just got it recently, more or less, some advertisement, and we have some individuals who want to back us and promote us, and it's through a consulting group, and that's L&A Consulting Group, LLC, is here to support us 100%. It is the leading retained consulting agency in the country. So they're joining us as a promoter of our show. We do appreciate them. And as well as each and every one of you all, you are promoters and you're supporters of our show. We want to make sure we recognize you all, as well as the ones on Facebook. As I say, joining us on Facebook, Instagram. You know, it's about the time now. We'll get ready to get ready to close it out. We have a few minutes left here, but, you know, we like to put some nice music on, which we do not own the rights to, We want to make sure we share this music with you because we're about to close this thing out. With, like I said, you know, this is something that, you know, when we're out there and you ready to make it happen, you know, before we let go to what we're about to let go now, you know, I want you to know that keep on grinding was the hashtag the Smith way. And I want to tell y'all, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it.
It's not like you're not worth it, more than deserve it, girl.